This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us here live on this Saturday night. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Mark.
And Mark, you've got a really interesting kind of story. This was out of Texas where there was apparently some kind of Eagle Scout hike sort of something, and somebody wound up unfortunately losing their life, and there's a lawsuit.
There is. So this is from MSN.com, and I'm sure you can find this story in multiple locations. But basically, it's a story about a young man who's attempting to be an Eagle Scout.
All right.
Now, generally, when I think of an Eagle Scout, I think of, you know, the most brave, sure, trustworthy young men that America has to offer. Now, and that requires some things. I mean, and I think people generally hold a pretty high regard for Eagle Scouts, no matter what they think about the Boy Scouts of America or whatever.
No, it's not exactly easy to become an Eagle Scout. If it was easy, you know, as they say, everybody could do it.
Yeah. And
I've actually pulled up some info on what it takes to be an Eagle Scout. Apparently, it takes a bunch of merit badges, according to the NESA, which is the National Eagle Scout Association. It takes, of the 130-plus merit badges available, 21 must be earned to qualify for Eagle Scout of this group. So you have to have 21, but they have to fall into certain categories. 13 badges are required of total here. First aid, citizenship in the community, citizenship in the nation, citizenship in the world, whatever those three things mean. Communications, cooking, those both seem, you know, straightforward, as does first aid. Environmental services, personal fitness, personal management, camping, and family life. In addition, a scout has a choice between emergency preparedness and life-saving, and a choice among cycling, hiking, and swimming. This particular Boy Scout seeking the Eagle Scout certification here appeared to be going down the hiking route.
Yeah, his name's Reed Comita. He was a 15-year-old young man.
And we've actually got some calls, so we'll jump into this story a little deeper.
All right, take your call.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Chris calling in from Virginia. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. What's on your mind?
What's going through my mind is these four walls of my 8x10 cell that I am in 24 hours a day, unless I get to take a shower, which happens maybe 2-3 times a week. It's Chris Campbell. I'm in the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail. And I want to talk to you guys today about Antifa violence.
So this is the Christopher Cantwell that recently was all over the news. Cantwell, can you describe yourself in a way that listeners might be able to readily remember who you are?
I am the host of Radical Agenda. It is a live open phones, right-wing, uncensored talk show. And I came down to Charlottesville, Virginia for a peaceful, permitted demonstration championed by the ACLU. I was attacked by communists. I defended myself. And now I am in jail facing 60 years in prison.
That seems to be a pretty accurate description, and Free Talk Live faced a little bit of heat early on when this sort of happened, you know, because you were at one time a co-host here on Free Talk Live. You know, you were let go because our views don't exactly coincide, but nonetheless, I kind of feel like you're being made an example of, and that's not what I consider to be justice. Go ahead.
Well, it certainly certainly not. And, you know, I wanted to point out, you know, it seems to me that everybody's talking about this violent white nationalist rally that happened in Charlottesville last month as if cops are peaceful, loving hippies who just want to smoke their weed and be left alone. And that is not the case. And I got a piece today. I got a subscription to the Washington Post recently, which is a communist propaganda rag, not some right-wing blog. And there's a piece here, Antifa-linked violence draws criticism from right and left. And I'd like to read a couple of excerpts from that real quick. Here's one of them. Interviews with a dozen Antifa activists show they come from a variety of backgrounds and are only loosely affiliated. Some, like Hines, are youth in search of a cause. Others have been demonstrating for decades. Many are anarchists, though some vote. They employ a range of peaceful tactics, including doctrine or exposing. I'm sorry?
They say many are anarchists, but some vote. I'm not even entirely sure what that statement means.
That's another day with the voting thing. While they are all open to using violence, some embrace it, even glorify it. What unites them is the belief that free speech is secondary to squashing fascism before it takes root in the United States. Quote, if everyone is punching a Nazi, it's eventually going to create a mass militant movement based around anti-fascism, Hines said. That'll hopefully be enough to stop them from gaining power.
If everybody is punching a Nazi or somebody that they consider to be a Nazi, meaning a Trump supporter or whatever terminology they use, that's what that's going to do is that's going to cause a lashback. And it's going to...
And I am that backlash.
I'd say that that's what I would say, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's a petition with over 300,000 signatures on it to classify this group as a terrorist organization, okay? These are the people who attacked me in Charlottesville, Virginia, and I pepper sprayed only one of them. Two people are accusing me of pepper spraying them who I didn't even pepper spray, and that's why I'm facing 60 years in prison. They go on, the story continues. It says two years ago...
Before you go on, you've made an accusation that they, you know, they're making the violence, but didn't you go to Charlottesville with the intention of conflicting with these people?
I went down to Charlottesville as an invited speaker to a rally with a permit. I knew that we were being threatened, so you better believe I went down here prepared for violence. I just read on the most recent episode of The Radical Agenda, we read off dozens of incidents from June of last year to June of this year of Antifa engaging in violence against people, and they weren't even listing things like punching Richard Spencer. They don't consider it violence to attack the alt-right. So I came down here knowing that violent communists were threatening me and my people, and I came down here prepared to defend myself. You better believe it.
Go ahead.
And so the story continues. They say 2 years ago, Trump's presidential campaign changed everything. White supremacists began holding rallies in the Bay Area. Antifa began confronting them with violence, which is the Washington Post telling you that there's white nationalists who are holding a rally in a park, and then the Antifa come and they attack them violently.
Okay.
Here's another one. Like many in the Antifa movement, Hines says that he had more people join the far-left militants fighting fascists in pre-war Germany and Italy, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini would never have come to power. Asked whether that comparison glorified today's Antifa violence, Hines says it needs to be glorified. We need to attract people to our side. He was unconcerned that skirmishes could escalate into shootouts. He says, quote, at least that way we'd be able to fight back, he said. So these people are engaging in criminal acts of initiatory violence with explicitly political purposes against people like your humble correspondent here, and we're the ones who are ending up in jail and getting painted like the bad guys in the media. And whenever anybody thinks of my views, that's something that should concern every American.
So why do you think that is? Why do you think it's you guys that are being the ones who are, you know, the bad
because
guys.
Because it is fashionable to talk about how equal everybody is, and it's unfashionable to say that there are differences between racial groups, because the Jews will come after you in the media if you say things like that. And it's funny to me that they say that they want to prevent Hitler from coming to power. I got a piece, actually. I never read Mein Kampf before. I'm not a Hitlerite. But somebody sent me the book. If everybody's calling me a Nazi, I might as well read the source material, right? Well, here's something interesting. Here's a piece from Mein Kampf. I also came to understand that physical intimidation has its significance for the mass as well as for the individual. Here again, the psychological effect has been calculated to a nicety. Intimidations in workshops and factories and assembly halls and at mass demonstrations will always meet with success as long as it does not have to encounter the same kind of intimidation in a stronger form. Then, of course, the Social Democrat Party will raise a horrified outcry and appeal to the authority of the state, which it has just repudiated, and will, in most cases, achieve quietly its aim amid the general confusion. confusion, namely to discover some bovine creature holding an important government position who, in a vain attempt to curry favor with the dreaded opponent in the case of future trouble, is ready to finish off those who would dare to oppose this world enemy.
So you're saying
that that speaks volumes to what's happening today.
You're saying that these Antifa folks follow this particular path that was laid out in Mein Kampf. Is that what you're saying?
They think they're stopping Adolf Hitler from coming to power. They are doing exactly what was happening as Adolf Hitler came to power. They were going around intimidating people in workshops and on the streets. They're engaging in criminal acts of violence.
Hold your thought, Chris. We'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733, where you can join us on this live Saturday night. The us being Daryl
and Mark.
And we've got Chris on the line. We'll get back to Chris. But, Mark, tell us about Dash.
Yeah. So Dash is digital cash. And if you want to build a better financial platform, you should check it out. Because what it does is it's designed to replace the cash we use today and help people to manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It's easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world at any time for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who are and rewards for helping to run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping to run the Dash network. People have made a lot of money on Dash since we started. It's gone from the value of one Dash being $40 to the value of one Dash being, I think it's about $300 right now. So
close to.
Yeah, makes a difference. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why.
So we have Chris calling in from the Albemarle County Jail in Virginia. Chris had gone down from New Hampshire to Virginia to take part in the Unite the Right rally that turned into basically fisticuffs between a bunch of white supremacists and sympathizers thereof and people that are being labeled Antifa. And really, Antifa seems to be kind of a catch-all term of anybody opposed to...
Both of these sides appear to be catch-all terms. It's very difficult to... I mean, I certainly have no love for the particular ideas of racism or anything like that. Don't want to seem like I'm, you know, giving the platform. But I can't say I disagree with really anything that Cantwell said, because I don't agree with the Antifa people either.
When you say you don't disagree with anything he said, you mean... Of
today.
What he said on the air tonight.
That's correct.
Okay.
This is the problem, is that, you know, I don't want to be put in this position of agreeing with Cantwell, but, you know, in this case, I can't help but do it.
But you know what's interesting, guys? You see where we're getting at? Like, if you just talk to some member of the House of Representatives who voted for a war last year, like, you wouldn't need to say 10 times how much you disagree with him, right? You understand, like, I'm being persecuted for my political opinions, and maybe you think that sucks, maybe you think my political opinions are bad, but like, on what other political opinions do you have to go so hard to virtue signal against just to have a conversation with a guy who's being wrongly prosecuted, right?
Not too many.
You know, it's really sick what things have come down to. And essentially, you know, I'm not going to try to proselytize here, but I'm not out here trying to say that, you know, white people should dominate over all others and we should rule the world or exterminate all the other races. I'm essentially saying that there's differences between us, and some of those differences are in socially valued categories, which is a thing that's backed up by a great deal of science. And yet, you know, for me to come down here and say that, I got to be attacked by communists. And when I call into a radio show with people I've known for years, they've got to go out of their way to say 10 times how much they disagree with me, even as they acknowledge that I'm being unjustly prosecuted.
We've got this complete madness
in our society today over this.
I get your point on that, Cantwell. I would go so much as to say this is any Antifa person or people who are sympathizers thereof, by God, please call in. And, you know, I got some things that I'd like to talk about. Please go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I would love for them to call in too. You know, I've been doing the Radical Agenda. I took part of my format. You know, I took from you guys. It's an open phone show. You know, I'm a guy who's happy to have a conversation with somebody. And you know, Jordan Peterson, somebody if you're not familiar with, you should get familiar with. Really popular guy on YouTube these days. He's got a line I play on the show from time to time, which is, you know what you call people you can't talk to? Enemies. And if we want to divide our society into armed camps of enmity, then all we have to do is keep doing what we're doing. I have been willing to have a conversation with these people. I've been willing to talk it out with anybody. I went down for a peaceful, permitted demonstration championed by the ACLU, and communists resorted to violence against me and my people. And then we got prosecuted for it. I got maced twice in as many days. Nobody's in jail for attacking me. And
Chris,
we've got these people going out,
Chris,
injuring cops in St. Louis today. There's a dozen injured cops in St. Louis, and they say the protests are mostly peaceful.
Chris, when there were the pumpkin riots here in Keene, it took the cops several months to identify people. I have no doubt at all that at some point in the coming months, people from, you know, the quote-unquote other side from where you were will wind up facing some kind of charges. It takes time to identify
some
people.
Will, but many of these people are professional agitators. They wear helmets. They wear masks. They wear, paintball masks. You can't determine who they are. They bring shields. They know how to do this because that's what they come to do.
And some bank robbers know how to wind up not getting caught robbing banks.
Sure.
Chris, thank you for the call, but that doesn't mean that the police aren't investigating and trying to identify people. And there are some people that say, well, they're only identifying the people on the right. No, they identified a guy that was in a Vice documentary that was very prominent, and it was very easy to identify that one particular person.
Sure. And in his case, the victim of his crime was walking around fine 15 minutes after they got... I've been pepper sprayed in the face. I did it to myself by accident. It's a funny story.
We've got time.
I was okay thereafter, 15 minutes later. Everything's fine. You know, the idea that this guy needs to be held in jail for months while this crime, which is, it shouldn't be anything more than a misdemeanor, is worked out is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not saying I like Cantwell's line of thought, but I am saying that I tend to agree with him when he and his critiques on the left. The left loves to go to government to solve their problems and hates to talk to people.
But the right also loves to go to government to solve their problems.
Look, you can have any old dumb Republican will call in with their opinion. Republicans like to talk. I'm not saying every Republican's dumb. I'm an office-holding Republican. But what I'm saying is that they don't have a problem discussing the issues and entertaining in the arena of ideas. Leftists, on the other hand, generally do not call this show. And, when was the last time a feminist called in to discuss that on the air?
I don't know how many feminists listen to talk radio, specifically this brand of talk radio.
Free Talk Live's been around for more than a decade, and
yes,
the idea that you can call in and talk about anything you want is our premier byline. This shouldn't come as a shock to too large of a segment of the of America.
Right, but, and I realize that Air America is not still a thing, but I would imagine that, a self-described feminist would be more likely to listen to an Air America style.
We're on leftist channels all over America.
True.
That's the point I'm trying to make, Daryl, is that I will have tonight, I will be on the air for another 2.5 hours.
Yep.
In that amount of time, the vast majority of my callers will be unidentified or identifying to the right, and that very few of them will identify to the left, and when they do, they're not going to be ready to talk about controversial issue. They'll be agreeing that, that righty's bad. So it's just their leftists don't entertain, to my mind, in the arena of ideas.
Or maybe they just don't want to talk to you.
This could be.
This is Free Talk Live, where you can talk to us. Toll-free call-in line is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll jump back into this Eagle Scout story as well. Very interesting. This is Free Talk Live.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us, again, live here on a Saturday night. And, of course, we are a nationally syndicated talk radio show, but we also have a podcast. And we have a fair number of people that listen only to the podcast. If you're one of those people and you enjoy the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review. It helps move us higher in the list to where it makes it easier for people to find the podcast, thus getting us more listeners, really. So it's something easy that you can do for us. Let's go to the phones. We've got Michael calling in from Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you so much. I'm calling to talk about the DACA Dream Act boondoggle. And I may be interrupted for about 5 seconds. I'm here at the oceanfront, just off the boardwalk in Virginia Beach, the world's largest resort city. And the Blue Angels are here for the Neptune Festival. So for about 5 seconds, you may hear a very loud jet going over my head.
All right. So what are your thoughts on DACA and Dreamers and that sort of thing?
Well, it proves that Donald Trump is the greatest con man ever to occupy the White House. He has already come out saying that he wants to try to keep these so-called young people, no way of proving what their age is. They came here undocumented. No way to prove that they were brought here by their parents.
All right, so before, hold on, Michael, before you get too far in here, can you explain what DACA is? Because there are probably people that have heard DACA but don't know what it is. So can you explain real quick what you're talking about?
Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That's what DACA stands for. And the original boondoggler, Barack Obama, said, well, these are people who were brought to this country through no fault of their own, brought here illegally by their parents, and they have no other country. We shouldn't send them back.
So do you think people that were brought into the country through no fault of their own should be deported after they've been here for 5 or more years?
Well, actually, the position of Obama and Trump was that they are subject under our laws to deportation. So,
right, and the President of the United States has the authority to issue pardons and reprieves, and saying we're not going to deport you now is a reprieve. So it's well within the president's authority to not implement a punishment on someone.
Well, Jay Sekulow of the,
Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ.
Yeah, the ACLJ. Jay Sekulow took them to court, and they won. It's unconstitutional. They can't do that. They said that the president could not do that.
What was it
neither
unconstitutional
Obama,
for?
Hold on,
Michael. Was it unconstitutional for Barack Obama to commute the sentence of Private Chelsea Manning?
I'm just saying that they have already.
Was it unconstitutional for Donald Trump to pardon Joe Arpaio, which some people are actually claiming, and there's a court case on right now?
I think it's fine for you to make your point, but I haven't even had a chance to make mine. If your audience...
No, your point is that DACA is unconstitutional, and I'm challenging you on your point.
Here's the point. The Supreme Court has made a decision on it already. So the Supreme Court's decision stands.
What was the Supreme Court decision?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this ruling.
Well, that Barack Obama could not, through executive order, override the laws of the United States. And, in fact, Trump said that, too, and that's why he has thrown it to the Congress and said,
it should be thrown to the Congress. It absolutely should. I 100% support Donald Trump on tossing it to the Congress. However, I think that it is short-sighted of the American people to just say that we need to throw these young people out of the country. Young, old, I don't care what they are. If they speak reasonable English, they've been in the United States most of the time. I mean, exactly what would be the point in sending them off to hither and yon? You spent the money educating them.
That there's actually not been a Supreme Court decision. The Supreme Court heard a case about DACA, but it came back with a 4-4 tie, which means that there was no Supreme Court decision on the constitutionality of DACA.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, look, let me tell you what the boondoggle part of this is. It's what they are proposing to do to correct it. Now, listen to this. They are saying to us that these 800,000 people... who supposedly came here with no proof that they were underage when they came here. These 800,000 people are alleging that their parents were the criminals. However, when we make a deal with co-conspirators in a crime, even if there are children involved, prosecutors are required to get something for that.
I thought there was something called prosecutorial discretion.
Pardon me?
I said, I've always been told that there's this thing called prosecutorial discretion, where the prosecutors get to decide whether to bring about charges.
Okay, so whether I don't agree with his, but I want to hear his premise. What's the premise?
Well, the premise is this. They are to give up their parents, identify who they are, where they are, testify against them in court, and if their testimony results in a conviction, then they have a deal.
So you want to make people turn everybody into a snitch. You got to rat somebody out, and then we'll let you off on that jaywalking ticket.
Yeah, this stinks. I'll tell you what. This stinks like Nazis. When I was a kid, sitting in that 1971 Cutlass with the cabrio top that my mother drove us around with the hole in the door because the rock was thrown up by the lawnmower, I asked her, "What's mommy? What's wrong with the communists?" Because, of course, you'd hear about the Soviet Union on the radio and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And she said there in the Soviet Union, what they made kids do in school was turn in their parents. To me, that was the number one thing that defined what the lack of freedom is. And that's what you're asking these people to do. It's disgusting.
No. That's what they've already done. They've already accused their parents.
Yes, but you're asking them to turn them over.
Pardon me?
You're asking them to turn them over. Now we want evidence.
No, I'm saying that our standard of law says that if we're going to give you a reduced sentence or some kind of a deal from the prosecutor, you've got to deliver on the other criminals.
Excellent. Here's what I want. I want my police officers to go and do a little more hunting the politicians that pass these laws. We've got enemies domestic here. Those people swore an oath to the Constitution. That's what I want from my government. I want them to look at themselves, because I'm sick and tired of the watchers watching me. The watchers need to watch themselves. Thanks for the call.
I've had judges and prosecutors place tickets on file for me, which means we're not prosecuting you right now. And they never said, we need you to stand on the side of the road with a radar gun for us to catch three more speeders before we place this on file.
Look,
so the whole thing of before they can reduce your sentence, you have to snitch on somebody else. It's a thing that exists in fantasy land in the minds of people like Michael.
You know, this whole fight over 800,000 people who speak good English and the best we can tell really aren't, they aren't more criminal than, regular Americans. We can find that out.
Correct.
People, they're happy to trot out crimes, these folks do, and by God they do. But nobody ever says, American citizen chops up woman, puts her in a box. You know, they don't do that.
How many stories do you read about Florida man that does something? Should we just ban Florida completely?
Being from Florida, I think that might be a solution.
Hashtag ban Florida man. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The Crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the Crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the Crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the Crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the Crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us live on this Saturday night. The us being Daryl and Mark, and we'll get back to the phones in just a second.
Do you want to reach a whole bunch of people with the ideas of liberty?
Well, yes,
can,
I do.
Yeah, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with bumper stickers, and you know people love to read them. I'm sure you've been in traffic and inched forward just to be able to read those bumper stickers.
Yep.
You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. I've got a few at my house, libertystickers.com.
And last time I checked, they still have an amazing deal where if you buy 100 bumper stickers, you get a really good discount.
That's true.
And depending on what size vehicle you have, you might be able to fit about 47 bumper stickers on the back end. Not that I had that many on the back end of a Nissan Sentra when I moved up here 5.5 years ago.
But it wasn't far from that.
I will neither confirm nor deny. I think total there were 53 bumper stickers on the vehicle, the vast majority on the back end. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Rob calling in from Indianapolis. Listening to WIBC. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Mark. What's on your mind?
Call me crazy.
All right, crazy, what's on your mind?
I'm actually talking about what you guys initially talked about with the Eagle Scout requirements.
Yep.
And
yes.
The citizenship in the world and citizenship in the community and citizenship in the nation.
Right. Let me recap very briefly. So we were going over some of the merit badges, and 13 of the badges have to come from, and then they list off things. One of them being citizenship in the community, another being citizenship in the nation, and one of them citizenship in the world.
That is correct, yeah.
And I had made the statement of whatever that actually means, so Rob, hopefully you can clarify this for us.
Okay. So I'm assuming that neither of you have children in Scouts that have gone through these merit badges.
And I was never a Scout myself.
I was a Cub Scout.
Okay. Bear with me. because my son is actually going for Eagle Scout. He just started his Eagle Scout last month.
You must be proud.
I'm sorry?
You must be proud.
Yes, I am. Very proud.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, and he's way better than I ever was as a kid. Yeah, that's for sure. However, those three merit badges are probably three of the most difficult merit badges that the Scouts have to earn throughout their entire Eagle career.
Yeah, the local community where you have to do a project in the community, right?
As an Eagle Scout, you actually end up doing a project in the community, but any of these merit badges involve discovering what your role is and what the political role is in the community, in the nation, and in the world. And I would beg you guys...
Who determines what that role is that you discover?
The Scouts do, and you can actually search that. If you actually do a Google search on any one of those, if you do a citizenship in the community requirements, citizenship in the nation requirements, or citizenship in the world requirements, you'll actually see what they're required to do, many of which require writing a letter to their congressman, attending a local board meeting. This is what kind of shocked me when I heard you guys talk about this, because... the citizenship badge in the community requires that you actually attend a local board meeting, that you actually go and you ask questions and that you bring up whatever concerns you have in your community.
That's assuming that the local board actually winds up allowing public comments here in Keene, New Hampshire, the town where... Hold on. So the town where we're broadcasting from, they have meetings, but they only allow public comment maybe once a month, maybe if you're lucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I
allow public comment.
That when my son attended our meeting, and we are in, we're actually just west of Indianapolis. It's a small community. When we showed up, there were like three other people sitting in the stands. The board meeting, you know, all the board members kind of looked at us like, okay, what are these people going to complain about?
Yep.
And he kind of piped up and said, no, I'm just here because, you know, it's a requirement for my merit badge, and I want to see what the board meetings are about.
All right. So attending a local board meeting makes sense for community. What about the nation and citizenship of the world? Any input on those?
Okay, on the nation and the world, and you got to bear with me because he did these a while ago, so now I have to sort of look back. However, I do want to touch on, okay, so how many 13-year-old kids do you know actually went to a board meeting for their local board meeting?
I don't know very many 13-year-old kids, and the number that have gone to a board meeting is probably less than that.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there that the Scouts are doing this sort of stuff when everybody else isn't, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and my comment of whatever that means was not to take away from anything that the Scouts do or say they don't do anything. It was just a statement of, I don't know what these three things mean.
Yeah, and I don't know what a citizen of the world is either.
Okay, so citizenship of the nation, let's look at the requirements on that. Visit a place that is listed as National Historic Landmark. Tour your state capitol building. Tour a federal facility. Choose a national monument that interests you. Pay attention to evening news. There are so many things. Really have to look these up.
You had said that you had some insight, so I was hoping that you would be able to recall some of this from memory.
I'll tell you what, visiting state capitol.
Now you're going to make me look like a bad parent.
No, not at all.
Several years ago that we actually accomplished because they actually upped the merit badges for Eagle Scout requirements last year.
Rob, I'm not trying to make you look like a bad parent. Somebody could call in and say, do you remember when I called last night? And I would say, nope.
Right. I think you've done a fine job telling us that much more about Eagle Scouts, but I just think it's kind of funny that you know, kids living in L.A. that want to be Eagle Scouts have to go all the way up to Sacramento versus kids living in, say, Rhode Island. They're only 20 miles from Providence, no matter where they are.
Pretty much anywhere in New Hampshire, you're just over an hour away at most.
Yep.
Well, I guess I missed that. Why do they have to go to Sacramento?
They have to go to the state capital, right?
The state capital. Sacramento is the state capital of California. So, you know, that's, what, like a seven-hour drive from San Diego?
This is so far, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, and then I feel bad for the poor kids that live in El Paso having to take, like, a, you know, two-day trip to go to Austin.
Rob, I agree with. I mean, that's really difficult. And we are only 20 minutes from our state capital, so it is so much easier for our son to be able to visit our state capital for that sort of
Rob,
stuff.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Mark, also calling in from Indianapolis. Also listening to WIBC. Mark, you're on with Daryl and another Mark. This is Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, firstly, I'm a retired Army First Sergeant. I'm also a former federal police officer. And our immigration system is just, it's useless. One of my soldiers who I was in Iraq with in 2006 came back to the U.S., got out of the military, became a Border Patrol agent, was in El Paso for 8 years. He said it was a joke. Second thing is, he's gotten out of Border Patrol. He's now in ICE. And he says it's a joke in ICE because nobody's being deported. Because federal judges, all you have to do when you get a deportation order, say you're a victim of a crime, any crime. He goes, it's funny, you're all victims of some guy wearing blue jeans and a white muscle shirt. So they get a stay if they're a victim of a crime while in the U.S. He says, it takes 6 to 8 years to deport somebody.
Are they in jail this whole time?
No, they're not.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say where he's at because I don't want the government to come down on him, but there was a whole plane full of Iraqis getting ready to go back to Iraq, and a federal judge stopped it from going because they said they'd be persecuted if they got back to Iraq.
There's a lot of Iraqis that helped the U.S. military that were going to be persecuted, in any cases killed.
And there were also people that were deported.
Interpreters. We had Turks working for us, and they're comforters. One right here in Bloomington, Indiana. Brought over here under that.
As I understand, they weren't treated as well as they could be, but go ahead.
And I'm old enough to remember President Reagan when he gave amnesty, and you say, well, the DREAM Act, when are we going to have the next DREAM Act? 2012? 2025?
I think that's a legitimate argument. I think that's a totally a legitimate argument. I'm of the opinion that really the problem with immigration in this country is the freebies. The fact that people come here with, you know, in some cases, the expectation that they'll get a bunch of free stuff. I don't have any problem with people who want to come here and work hard.
Mark, feel free to hold over the news. This is Free Talk Live, 855.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.